I said first you'd be Michael me at like 10:15. I got to run, so we'll try to make this quick. There you go. All right, so Nachmos, yesterday I confused you with what it says in Shaar Ruach HaKodesh and Eichas V'Sansinov, V'yuna Shadayich. So basically, the Kavan, right, the Yichudim of Avos Yisrael, between the Karav and the Yidin, Eichas V'Sansinov. So Eichsa, right, so Eichsa was 27, the letters of the Aleph Beis, Sansinov, yeah, all the names of Yudke Vavke, the Ayev, you know, all these different Kavanas. Okay, so let's see how the Kavana puts it, B'derech HaVoida. So Nachmal, so Ayev Shalom, Ayev Sabrius, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Should be Tamid Shal Aaron, Ayev Shalom, Raid Shalom, Ayev Sabrius, and Makarv and Latara. So he says, Shame Ayev. Right, that's what we saw yesterday. That it's the first and end and last letters of Eichzav B'Sansinov is Oyhev. Rosh Tevis is Sofer Tevis, right? Mm-hmm. And that's from Shaar Ruach HaKodesh and so on. Shulev Kol Habriyos, and this is a yichud in order to bring to Havas Habriyos LaHalois and LaSharshim LaSaknam in order to pick them up to their shayrish and to be makar of them to give them a tikkun.
Havas Habriyos means everything.
So that's
grass, leaves, trees.
Literally, those are the words mean, right? Havas Habriyos, like literally means anything that's created. That's the Baal Tanya writes in Tanya and Perek Lamed Beis that the reason why he uses this lashon Havas Habriyos is that even if the only thing going for him, going for this guy is the fact that he was created by Hashem, that's enough to love them for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no other redeeming quality other than the fact that he's created. You know, that's enough. It's Ayves Avriyas. So this is the Kavan of Eichas V'Sansinov in order to be, to have Avos Yisrael and through that Ahava to connect the Yid to his Shagrish to give them a Tikkun. Lasis Mem Shir Kaima. And so now the Kamarna explains the avoda of this. It means to recognize that if this, like, little yid, right, so to speak, who, like I said just a second ago, the only thing going for him, all he is chesroinus, except for the fact that he's created by Hashem. That's the only thing that he can't mess up, right? So everything else he's messed up. So the mentality of it is, though, that if this yid doesn't find his tikkun, so to speak, and doesn't become the yid he's supposed to become. So, ki im yechser tikkun adam echad, if even this one person's tikkun is missing, chiser kaim el yoina, then the entire infrastructure of Knesset Yisrael is falling apart. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like on Jenga, you know, what are those games you could pull out one piece and it's still okay? Not so with the yid, right? If you pull out even one piece, the whole thing falls apart. So that's also the kavan over here, is the word, like we saw before, Eichzah is the 27 letters of the Aleph Beis. That means everything. The whole world was created with Torah. This means everything. Then Sansinov was 236, mm-hmm. which was the gematria of Yihi Ar, which is the creation. It's the gematria of the four different ways to spell it, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is everything. And all of this is in the Rosh HaTevis is Oyev, right? Mr. Oyev is Abri, is to recognize that this particular guy, who the only redeeming quality is the fact that he's created by Hashem, and if he's not becoming the person he has to become, then the whole system is broken. The whole system is broken. It's not shot that everything's good, except, you know, he'll be left out in the cold, you know? They say amongst the tzaddikim, especially by the times of the Napoleonic Wars, so there was a big machlokes about to push for Mashiach, like b'midas hadin. Like let's say the tzaddikim knew that if you push for Mashiach, like Mashiach would come, but would be like leaving some yidden behind, so to speak, right? Or no, we'll wait. You know what I mean? Until every yid finds their way in. So it was a big machlokes amongst the tzaddikim. So Rav Tali Rabshitzer, for example, he was vehemently opposed for Mashiach to Mashiach coming in a way that it leaves anyone out. It has to come only Barachman. So it was nice that one of the Chassidim once said to Rav Tali, he said, Rebbe, so we have to be held back from Gula because there's some Mice Varf somewhere that, like, it's Rav Tal looks and said, what are you talking about? Why are you assuming that he's going to be left out, but you're in? Right? It's like, what I'm talking about, why I want Mashiach to come, is because you're going to be left out in the cold. So it's like, we don't know. So I'm saying every yid is vitally important. And also, we don't know the system. We don't know, we don't, like, the Rabbana, our way of evaluating fail versus success, right? Pass or fail. The only we have no idea, so we determine it based on, like, you know, yaitse or not yaitse, kosher or pasul, us or mutter. But that's not how the Rabbanu Shalom evaluates things. From tzara agra, the Rabbanu Shalom takes into account the person's background and so on. Like you could have two yidden, one yid, like hertki ashefer, like l'chol hadeis, right, and the other yid maybe didn't. So in terms of our way of evaluating things, which is yaitse not yaitse, well, this guy passed, this guy failed. But that's not how the Rabbanu Shalom operates. That's not how the Rabbanu Shalom operates. Rabbanu Shalom operates based on background, from Saragra, Mesioinus, whatever the case may be. And then in the Rabbanu Shalom's way of evaluating things, maybe the guy that was yaitse, but he wasn't crying during Tkiyas, he failed. And the other guy who barely heard 30 kailas because, you know, whatever, you know, whatever the Indian is, but for him, that was an avoid the shlema. So we have no way of evaluating these things.
We also said that what exists, the same point that what exists in the cloud exists in the breath of each person also. So, I mean, where each yid is responsible for
right, so, right. If there's any yid left out, it means there's a part of the every
yid is part of left out.
Exactly. So anyways, that's the idea over here, that oyev zebesansina means that ahavas yisrael, which is oyev over here, it means the entire system of the Torah, of the names of Hashem, you name it, is all missing and is all not going to function if this one particular yid, that all he has going for him is that he's a Bria Ba'alma, you know, it's all going to be missing from that. Umasparai, that's where the word Ohev, also Bigamachia, is 14, right? Umasparai Yad, Yad Pshutla Kabel Shavim, that's the hand that Hashem stretches out in order to receive people to do tshuva, because they're necessary. Umeluai, if you take the word Ohev and you spell it out in full, right, so we saw last, we mentioned, is 560, right? Which was actually a bunch of stuff. Yud Kei Vav Kei times 21, Havaya Elokim times 5, different things. But it also is Bigmatria, the word Kaimas, which is again, Aleph Vav Hei Beis, is Oyev. Kaimas means a full stature. So it's this particular person, the full stature depends on him. The full stature depends on him. And that's the void of Oyev Shalom Oyev Sabrius. Is to realize that Mamish every yid is the entire kaima. That's true for everyone else. It's also true for yourself, right? So, and it goes both ways. When you're going through a rough day, so you have to be mechazik yourself. We'll see about this soon, Grad, in the next Mishnah. That when you're going through a rough day, you have to mechazik yourself by saying, like, my avoid is the most important in the whole universe, right? And when maybe you're holding, you know, you're not pushing yourself hard enough because of laziness, then you remind yourself, one second, the whole universe depends on me. So, you know, you have to say it different ways, depending on what you need. But it's true for you, it's true for everyone else. And that's the, what do we say? Baki Vishal, yeah, you have to know how to use it. But this is the truth. The truth is that Yaakov will connect it. This also fits with the simple pshat. I wanted to go back, the simple pshat of pshat of the pasuk Oichas B'Sansin, of what did Rashi say in Shir Shirin? That Hashem was saying, I have such nachas, I was telling the Malachim, I'm going to have such nachas from Kalei Yisrael, and the Malachim are like, what? And so Hashem says, well, Ataka, it worked out. I was proven right by Hanani Mishael Vazaria when they didn't bow down to the statue. It's a pella. It means Hashem wasn't proven right yet by Har Sinai. He wasn't proven right yet by Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't proven right yet with all the Nevi'im. When was he proven right? When Kalei Yisrael had no Beis HaMikdash, and it's a terrible, terrible matzav of Chayshich, of darkness, and everyone's bowing down to the statue, and you have a few Yidden, that's the whole Sugi and Sanhedrin, that they mamish thought that, and they're just being Maisi Nefesh to hold on to the truth, I told you so, Hashem says to Malachim. It's a pellet, right? Because it's like, if you would think in history, that would be like a moment in history where that's a Jenga piece that you could just throw away. Right? It's like, okay, no Beis HaMikdash, no nothing, 70 years of Gaul is terrible. But Adrabah, it's Dafkin then, that's exactly when the Rabbanu Shalom has the most nachas. So, as I said before, we don't know how to evaluate Hashem is a different way of evaluating. It's not pass or fail. It's a different way of evaluating. That's how Hashem says, Oich Zeh B'Sanzin, if I'm holding on to them. So any year that's doing something to hold on, that's Oich Zeh B'Sanzin. That's where Hashem really has his Zikr Nachas. Okay, you have to hold on.